Should we start?
Yeah.
Go on then, call it.
Action.
Jordan Bossman and Kevin from
Hi, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Yay! Did it again.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, man. I'm all right. All good. We've been away, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like, but not on our jollies, though.
No. Just not been here, have we?
No, it's my fault. We're commitments, isn't it? But we're back now with a vengeance.
So what have you been doing?
I have been in Lincoln Cathedral.
Oh.
I've been there doing the graduations or the, well, you know what graduations are, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever graduate?
No. My mum and my sister did, though.
Did they?
Yeah.
Right. In where? Do you know what uni they went to?
My sister, I was going to give you the, like, what you graduated in.
Oh, that as well.
My mum graduated in something to do with medical.
All right.
Nursing. And my sister graduated in early years teaching, getting a teaching degree.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine, Andrew, are you a graduate? You seem
no,
quite clever.
No, I went straight from school into my job.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was your first job?
Piccadilly Radio.
Ooh. Wow. was that actually your first one, Andrew?
First proper job, yeah, yeah.
What made you want to get into the area what you've been in?
I used to love listening to Timmy Mallett on the radio. So I wanted to be Timmy Mallett.
Oh, I love Timmy Mallett.
That never happened, obviously.
Did you put a Piccadilly Radio Key 103 mug on your socials this morning or something?
I did.
That's a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I was saying before, by the way, Joe, because we've been away for so long.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of new listeners that have messaged me.
Yeah.
And they've said, specifically, they don't know what the podcast is about. They love it, but we've not said what it's actually about, why we're here. So right. I was saying to you, I think we should remind everybody, or you should, why are we here?
Yeah.
What's the journey about?
This is about me going on a little journey through the broadcasting spectrum. And interviewing people from all sorts of different areas from the world of broadcasting in the hope of meeting my radio idol, Amanda Holden.
Are we still fans of Amanda Holden?
That wasn't rehearsed or anything.
No, it was really good. I was impressed with that.
Thank you.
But don't forget, we've got interviews lined up. We've got a new one now.
Yeah.
And unbeknown to Andrew, we've got an interview with a guy called Mike Pellich, who's involved with the social media at Stalybridge Celtic.
All right, okay, yeah. Nice.
So we've got a little bit of an interview coming up with him. We've got Chris Fenton definitely interview coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for that as well?
Yeah, I am.
So what have you been up to, big boy?
Well, it's not much of what I've been up to, but do you know what's coming up?
Christmas.
No.
Oh, excellent. We're talking about Christmas.
Well, yes, it is funny to mention that at Christmas, Kevin.
No, it's not funny.
It is. Andrew.
Yes.
Have you got your tree up?
Have you brought an early present for me?
Andrew.
Yes.
Elaborate on what shenanigans you've been getting up to.
Well, I bought my first Father Christmas sort of chocolate.
Can we have that sound effects I was talking about, Andrew, please?
Oh, my God!
Oh, dear. Why? Well, you cannot do Christmas in September. It's shocking.
Well, then they shouldn't put it on the shelves in Asda, should they?
I'm just surprised there's a tree in this room today. Awful. He's definitely a serial killer, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
But does anybody know any of the reasoning behind that? Why they do certain things in supermarkets so early?
So people like me buy it.
Because I did some looking into this on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I watched an interview with a shop worker, and he said, you shouldn't have a go at us because we're told to do things at the certain times of the month and the certain times of year by head office.
Well, the shelves at the moment in my local shop, they've got Halloween stuff out.
yeah,
and Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm surprised Easter eggs haven't appeared yet, you know.
No, that's January, mate.
Yeah, that's usually between Christmas and New Year,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And I do get those as well.
Definite serial killer. Mm-hmm. John, there's something you need to tell us about, please.
What?
Can you tell us about your CD player that you bought?
Oh.
Have you heard this, Andrew?
No.
I've gone...
Go on.
I've gone backwards.
Yeah?
I had a vinyl player.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I've fallen back in love with CDs.
Your mum's put the vinyl player upstairs, hasn't she?
Yeah.
You said she's put it in the bedroom. You can't have that. But so you bought a CD player.
Yeah.
And what's been the problem with the CD player, Jordan?
Right. This button... Right.
His CD player has only been playing 10 seconds of a song, so then he goes to the next song.
And I looked on it the other day, and this button was called scan, and it's and it's lit up. And I'm thinking, what does it mean? I press it on, and I googled it, and it's what DJs use to... It plays like the first 3 seconds of every song, and then when you've found the song you want to put on, you turn the scan button off.
You just left it on.
And I just left it on. I'm thinking, my CD player's knackered. I want it back, but I won't send it back, but I couldn't send it back because it was off eBay.
Quite funny that. You're just getting 3 seconds of every song on an album.
And it was a Robbie Williams album as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a good thing then, isn't it?
Oh!
Do you not like Robbie Williams, Andrew?
No, I do.
Love a bit of Robbie.
What's your favourite song, Kevin?
Oh, a few of them. Rock DJ and all them, the early ones.
Oh, have you seen the video for Rock DJ?
Well, not for a long time. I can't remember it. Remind me.
Right. When it first came out, it was banned.
Hmm.
Because at some point in the video, he rips his skin off.
Oh, yeah. He peels his face off or something.
So on, in the day, they only played half of the video.
Yeah, but that's the best thing that can happen to you in the music industry. Get banned.
Yeah.
Get banned, you'll be a massive
That's fan. That's the way we're kind of going in the podcast.
Yeah, we've got very close to that quite a few times, haven't we?
Yeah.
Is that our method? We're just trying to get banned so we can become famous.
Yeah.
Love it. Good plan. Let's do it.
Shall we do Flying Fact?
If you like. It's your show.
Yep.
Go on, then.
I don't need a flying fact. I'll go first.
So, remind us of the rules, then.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Because he forgets.
Right, the rules are...
Yeah.
There's two truths...
Right.
...and a lie.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and one of them's a fact because the two truths. Well, two of them. Two of them are.
Hey, what?
Can somebody else take over? I'm losing my mind.
I can't. You can't help it, can you?
I'm more confused now.
Right. We're going to tell you three facts.
Right.
And one of them's a lie.
Yeah.
And I've got to identify the lie.
And we have to identify the lie.
Right.
Very, very simple. Whew. Go on then, Jordan.
Right.
Fact number one, please.
I was once tricked into touching a car cigarette lighter by my sister.
Hang on, say that again. But sorry.
I was once tricked into touching a cigarette lighter in a car by my sister.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Fact number two, I once wrote to a member of parliament. And fact number three, the pop band Cleopatra once performed at my school.
Cleopatra.
Coming at you.
I remember Cleopatra. They were from Withenshaw, weren't they?
Were they?
Yeah, I'm sure they were local.
I vaguely remember them, but yeah.
Yeah, they were local girls, Andrew. And that makes a lot of sense because they probably went around and did all the schools, didn't they? That's kind of rubbish they do. So I reckon that's true, that one.
Okay. Which MP did you write to?
Gordon Brown. We had to.
You just plucked that out.
What did you write?
Were you angry of Mosley?
No, we had to all write to a celebrity in school, and I chose Gordon Brown.
Oh, was this a project then?
Yeah.
So you didn't actually send it to him?
Because we were like working out whether we'd get a reply back from our our chosen person.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
And how old were you when you were forced to put your finger in a cigarette lighter by your sister?
8 years old.
So child abuse.
Yeah. Yeah. We were on the way to Blackpool.
No, it's not child abuse. It's just funny. And I'm here for that.
You know? So our video for this week will be Jordan putting his finger in a cigarette lighter in your car.
Reliving it. Yeah, we'll do it, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if it's so much fun, we'll do that.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
I've got to spot the lie.
What do you reckon, Andrew?
I'm going to say the MP, Gordon Brown, is the lie.
I think he was pretty good at that, though. And I think he had a good backstory. You know, he didn't say he actually posted anything or anything. It was a project. Or did I put those words in his mouth? I can't remember.
Or did he practice?
Yeah. I'd say the lighter one, I reckon, but I'll stick with you for now. Yeah, let's go Gordon Brown.
You're saying that's the lie?
That's the lie.
Yeah.
You'd be correct.
Yeah! Excellent.
Nice one, Andrew.
Yeah.
You ready for mine, boys?
Go on, then.
Yeah.
Okay, fact number one. I used to go potholing in the Peak District, but I never ever saw an actual pothole. That's fact number one. Fact number two, I once stole a Christmas tree, only to have it stolen 5 minutes after I stole it. Fact number three, I once judged a snail race called the Slug Factor. Discuss, boys.
So the first one, did you say you went potholing?
Well, we used to go to the Peak District to do the potholing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we never actually saw a pothole.
So what is potholing?
Potholing is when you climb down holes in the Peak District, I suppose.
So if you went all the way there, how did you not find one?
Because we found the pub before we found the pothole.
Ah, okay.
So what we used to do is cover ourselves in mud and then sit in the pub and talk about the potholing that we never did.
All right.
Yeah, it was great fun. Yeah.
Okay.
That was my potholing career. Anything else you need to ask me?
What was the third one, Kevin?
Third one is I once judged a snail race called the Slug Factor.
And where was this?
That was like in France.
Where in France?
Place called Paris.
A place called Paris?
Yeah.
Right, no, okay.
It was Calais. I was Calais. In Calais, yeah.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. And this Christmas tree that you stole and then was stolen off you?
Yes.
Where did you steal that from?
From a Christmas tree plantation.
Right.
And we sawed it down. Mm. Sawed it down? Is that, it doesn't sound right.
Who's we?
Me and my brother.
Right.
And we cut it down and then we threw it over the fence.
Mm.
And then a truck pulled up. And he saw the tree and he put it on the back of his truck and drove off.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I'm believing that one.
Yeah.
I think the lie is the snail.
Slug Factor.
Yeah, that.
What are you going for, Andrew?
Well, yeah, somewhere in France.
Somewhere in France.
Would you be surprised to hear that that wasn't the lie?
Okay.
No, it was a lie. It definitely was the lie.
Oh.
Slug Factor is the lie.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Kevin.
Ooh.
What?
Here we go. Tangent.
Yes. Have you got the Jaffa Cakes?
Oh, yes. They've left them in the car.
Oh.
We'll do it next episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know about this, Andrew?
Yes.
Yeah, but we're only doing one episode today, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'll go and get the Jaffa Cakes.
All right. In 2 minutes.
Back in a minute.
And we're back in the room.
Hey!
Hey,
I've run all the way to meet Van then.
I've been looking forward to this.
Have you? Are you excited?
Because I swear to God, I'm a connoisseur.
Yeah.
Of what? What is it? What are we doing?
Jaffa Cakes.
Oh, if you remembered a couple of weeks ago, I suggested when we did Jaffa Gate and we were doing, I mean, we're obsessed with biscuits on this show, aren't we?
Yeah.
Never mind Amanda Holden, it's all about the biscuits. Well, I decided to do the Pepsi challenge only with Jaffa Cakes, Andrew.
Yeah, but Jaffa Cakes are cakes, not biscuits.
Do we do that argument again? Are we starting that again?
Sit back down, Andrew.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
I'll just be quiet over here then.
Right, so basically I've got two bowls of Jaffa Cakes here, boys.
Right.
And we're doing a Jaffa Cake test with Jordan. He's took his glasses off because he can't see, bugger all. Jordan, I'm over here, mate. This way. Pick one of them.
Right.
And I want you to taste it and tell me whether it's Jaffa or no Jaffa. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is perfect podcast material, this, isn't it? What do you reckon? Andrew, do you want one of these? Can we grab one of these, mate?
Yeah, go on, hang on. Come
in
over.
This is the same one as Jordan's got. Talk amongst yourself, everyone. Jordan's concentrating there, mate. He's got his eyes shut. He's proper going for it.
Hmm.
What's that face? Is that Jaffa or no Jaffa? Come on, Jordan.
No Jaffa.
You're saying no Jaffa?
Mm-hmm.
I need to taste the other one, I think, to know.
Right, okay, here's the other one.
Okay.
Jordan. Gripping. This, isn't it? We need some tense music dubbing on this, Andrew.
Hey, I tell you what, that's really hard.
Is it? The concentration on your face here, John.
Right, okay, I think I've decided.
What are you going for, Andrew? Was it number one, Jaffa, no Jaffa, or number two, Jaffa, no Jaffa?
Number one is no Jaffa.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is Jaffa.
Jaffa.
Yeah.
What do you say, John?
I said the same. Number one was no Jaffa.
You know, I'm surprised at that. Because you're both right, actually.
Are we?
Yeah, oh! You are.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I tell you what, though, that wasn't easy.
Was it not?
No.
Well done, guys.
It was for me, because I've been practising for days.
Oh, well, you Jaffa Cakes.
I had.
Where we at, George? What's next?
Shall we do the joke off?
Go for it.
No.
What?
No.
Oh.
Let's circle back.
Right. Yes.
You were mentioning something before.
Football.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah, football.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everybody about it, Jordan? Or shall I tell
them? Are you playing?
Yeah, he's full back.
Are you playing football, Kevin?
Have you signed up for them, Jordan?
No.
Celtic. We've been having chats with Mike Pellich, who I mentioned before.
Yeah.
And he's the social media guy for Stalybridge Celtic.
Yeah. Okay.
And we've had a bit of a chit-chat. And the bottom line is we're going to do a little bit of a, if it's all right with you, Jordan, a collaboration with him.
Yeah.
And we're going to invite him in and have a chat about what he does. And he's going to tell Stalybridge Celtic all about what you do.
Yeah.
That's kind of it, really, Andrew. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely fine by me.
Any thoughts?
I'd like to see Jordan playing football.
We could arrange that, couldn't
we? No.
Yeah.
Jordan, think of the PR, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
The public relations?
Yes.
Oh, I knew what it meant. That was just a guess, you know.
Was it?
Yeah.
At least you did say, is it pilau rice?
Is there somebody on my roof?
There's something going on up there.
What's going on upstairs?
I've said this before.
How could there be an upstairs with a container?
Well, my roof.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's going on?
What's going on?
We'll be right back, everyone.
So, what do you think about the football thing, Andrew?
Well, like I say, I want to see you on the football pitch.
Get your doubly knees out.
Oh,
I just sure? Like I'm just well, both of you actually.
Oh,
Jordan, you can go in goal, mate.
I'm quite good in goal.
Yeah, you are goal. Then, so we'll have that.
All the rubbish kids get put in goal, George.
I know. I've had a few bus noses when I've been in goal, you know?
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to use your head. You're supposed to use your hands, are you?
Well, I'm minus a hand, you see.
Oh, awkward. Are we doing a joke off?
Yep.
Shall we? Here's another joke of the week. Right, so devastating scores on the doors, Jordan. I don't know what's happened to you in the last few weeks. Yeah. Episode 74, you were on 19 points. Kevin was on 26. What's going on, mate?
You've had weeks to practice as well now. You must have spoke to Archie and got some jokes out of him. Are you going
I spoke to someone, though.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Oh, you got a grill.
She's giving me a dead cert in the... She's giving me a dead cert in the 3 o'clock. Oh, I'm... That's... That's not a joke. Me head somewhere else.
Right, go on, then.
What kind of music are balloons scared of?
You did get this from Archie, didn't you?
Are you ready?
No.
Are you ready?
No.
Pop music. That was the wrong sound effect.
No, that's exactly the right sound effect.
After that build-up, mate, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Do I need to tell a joke? Do I need to bother?
Yeah, go on.
In a similar vein, Jordan, I didn't tell you, boys. I met a Dutch girl last week, you know, and she's got inflatable shoes. So I called to arrange a date with her, but unfortunately, she's popped her clogs.
Right, okay. Look, between the two of you, for the 2.5 weeks you've had, dreadful. Absolutely shocking.
Which was the least one?
Do you know what, Jordan? I'm going to give you the point. Even though we saw your joke coming a mile off, it's Whoa! Now 20 points to Jordan. Kevin's 26.
I'm gaining on you.
Yeah, right.
Shall we go?
See you.
See it's probably best we do, don't you?
Yep.
Bye. The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.